This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Houston Hodges is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. He always has important life questions to ponder, but his latest is one of the larger ones.
Why do we die? Why do people die? That question has been posed since the first human death occurred some time back. If, just supposing, we're made the way the Bible book of Genesis proclaims, in the image of God, or perfect, where does mortality creep into that package, since presumably God lasts forever? I continue to be amazed at the so-called coincidences that make things work right. The earth tilted on its axis so that half the year our part is closer to the sun, half the year farther away. Thus we get springtime blooms and autumn leaves. I giggle at the ridiculous construction of our reproductive system, centered in the same equipment that removes waste from our bodies. What a hoot! I learned to be grateful for freezing weather, reducing the mosquito population, which otherwise would overwhelm us. But along with these examples of intelligent design come other features that result in our departing from life and our arrival in another venue. Hearts wear out and beat so often they stop working. Bones erode their slippery surface and start grinding on other bones, and that hurts. Brains get tired from working too many crossword puzzles, or some other reason, and just stop percolating. Others of us buy a ticket on the wrong railroad train and end that ride smashed to smithereens. So why, my companion on the quest, why did these fallible flaws have to be part of our very existence, the common possession of every human? Well, first of all, I don't know. The answers to the biggest questions are usually guesswork, but it seems to me that the answer is something like, so more of us can take on the job of living, or else there wouldn't be space for all of us if there weren't a way out. Being human consists not only of breathing and pumping blood and firing synapses, it also means striving, deciding, trying, trying again, and wearing out. We think this is somehow different from the way guinea pigs work, or butterflies, or microbes whose job is to do their job and then depart. Come to think of it, isn't it a trade worth taking? Aren't you willing to give up living forever in exchange for the chance to create and love and try and try again?
Houston Hodges is a human being who fills a space in Huntsville, Alabama, most recently as a staff member at Big Cove Presbyterian Church. You can hear the Sundial Writer's Corner at 9:30 during Morning Blend and 6:44 during All Things Considered. Explore our Sundial archives at WLRH.org. Just look under the Programs tab or subscribe to Sundial on iTunes. This is 89.3, member-supported Huntsville Public Radio.
Stop.